Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Road to Disaster, A New History of America's Descent into Vietnam by Brian Van de Mark revisits the choices, assumptions, and pressures that carry the United States from limited involvement to a major war in Southeast Asia. Rather than treating escalation as inevitable, the book frames it as the product of political calculations, institutional momentum, and competing visions of credibility during the Cold War. Van de Mark focuses on the years when policy was still malleable, highlighting how leaders weighed the risks of withdrawal against the feared consequences for alliances, elections, and America's global reputation. The narrative emphasizes decision-making inside administrations, the influence of advisors, and the way uncertain intelligence and optimistic forecasts shaped policy. It also underscores the role of South Vietnam's instability and the difficulty of translating military means into political outcomes. Written as a history of how a superpower can slide into conflict, the book offers readers a clear, cautionary account of escalation and its long shadow over American strategy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Cold War logic and the burden of credibility. A central theme is how Cold War frameworks narrowed the range of acceptable options. American leaders often viewed Vietnam less as a local nationalist struggle and more as a test case for containment, the domino theory, and the reliability of U.S. commitments worldwide. Within that logic, credibility became a form of currency. If Washington appeared to abandon South Vietnam, officials feared allies would doubt U.S. promises and adversaries would press harder elsewhere. The book traces how this concern, repeatedly invoked in internal debates, pushed policy towards sustaining and expanding involvement even when prospects looked poor. Van de Mark shows that credibility arguments were not purely strategic, they were also political, tied to partisan attacks at home and the memory of China's Communist Revolution and Korea. The resulting mindset encouraged incremental escalation, because each step could be justified as avoiding defeat while postponing a final reckoning. The topic illuminates how abstract geopolitical beliefs can outweigh on-the-ground realities, and how leaders can become trapped by reputational fears that are difficult to measure yet powerful enough to drive decisions toward war. Secondly, from advisory mission to deepening commitment, the book charts the shift from a limited advisory presence to a broader American role, emphasizing the cumulative effect of small decisions. Early assistance programs, military advisors, and economic aid were framed as manageable, low-cost tools to stabilize South Vietnam. Over time, however, these measures created obligations once U.S. prestige and resources were invested. Policymakers felt compelled to protect the investment by adding more. Van de Mark details the mechanisms that made escalation easier than reversal, including bureaucratic routines, optimistic reporting, and the tendency to interpret setbacks as temporary rather than structural. The difficulties of building an effective South Vietnamese state and military meant that American support became a substitute for local capacity, making withdrawal appear synonymous with collapse. The narrative highlights how incrementalism can obscure strategic choice, as leaders convince themselves that one more program, one more deployment, or one more deadline extension will turn the corner. This topic helps readers see how a war can emerge not from a single dramatic decision, but from the accumulation of commitments that gradually redefine what staying the course means. Thirdly, leadership, advisors, and the dynamics of decision-making, Van de Mark places heavy emphasis on how presidents and senior advisors shaped the path to war. The book explores competing camps within administrations, including those urging restraint and those advocating stronger military measures, and it examines how presidents managed dissent. Personal leadership style mattered how meetings were run, what information reached the top, and whether skepticism was welcomed or sidelined. The account also highlights the power of consensus culture, where officials feared appearing weak or disloyal, and where policy options were sometimes framed in ways that made escalation seem like the least risky choice. The book's decision-focused approach underscores how cognitive biases and political incentives can influence national security policy. Uncertainty about the enemy, the reliability of South Vietnamese partners, and the likely effect of bombing or troop deployments created a space where confident predictions could carry undue weight. This topic is valuable for readers interested in how governments actually make high-stakes choices, showing that outcomes can hinge on framing, internal politics, and the quality of debate as much as on raw strategic facts. Fourthly, South Vietnam's instability and the limits of nation-building. Another major topic is the internal fragility of South Vietnam and how it constrained U.S. strategy. The book describes the persistent political turmoil, leadership crises, and legitimacy problems that made it difficult for Saigon to mobilize broad support. These weaknesses complicated counterinsurgency efforts, because military gains could not be easily converted into lasting political authority. Van de Mark illustrates how U.S. officials repeatedly faced a dilemma they could press for reforms and risk undermining partners, or they could tolerate dysfunction and hope security improvements would eventually create stability. The book also highlights how American planners often overestimated their ability to engineer effective institutions from the outside, especially in a society fractured by factionalism and mistrust. As South Vietnamese politics faltered, American leaders felt increasing pressure to fill the gap with U.S. power, deepening dependence and raising the stakes of failure. This topic reframes escalation as not only a response to communist pressure, but also a reaction to the inability of an allied state to stand on its own, exposing the limits of external state building during wartime. Lastly, escalation choices and the slide toward large-scale war. The book culminates in the critical period when leaders weighed major escalation, including broader combat roles, intensified bombing, and larger troop commitments. Vandermark emphasizes how decision-makers balance competing risks, the fear that restraint would lead to collapse, versus the fear that escalation would widen the conflict and still not achieve political objectives. The narrative explores how policymakers looked for options that promised leverage without triggering catastrophic consequences, yet found that limited measures often failed to produce decisive results. In that environment, escalation could appear rational, even if the strategic foundation was shaky. The book also considers the role of ambiguous signals and uncertain intelligence, where enemy resolve and capability were hard to gauge and where optimistic scenarios could persist despite warnings. This topic highlights the tragedy of policy under pressure. Leaders confronted time constraints, domestic politics, alliance management, and battlefield developments, all while lacking a clear theory of victory. Readers come away with a sharper understanding of how a government can drift from contingency planning into full-scale war through a sequence of choices that each seem defensible in isolation, but disastrous in combination. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who want to understand how the Vietnam War became an American war, especially students of U.S. foreign policy, Cold War history, and leadership under pressure. It is also valuable for general readers who sense that Vietnam was not simply a battlefield story, but a case study in how states make commitments they later cannot unwind. The main benefit is practical as well as historical. It trains readers to spot the warning signs of policy drift, including credibility-driven reasoning, incremental escalation, optimistic assessments, and the tendency to treat political problems as solvable by military inputs. By focusing on decision points and the interaction between domestic politics, alliance concerns, and uncertain intelligence, the book helps readers think more clearly about modern interventions and the real costs of avoiding hard choices. Compared with many Vietnam histories that emphasize combat operations or cultural experience, this work stands out for its tight focus on the descent into war and the mechanisms that made reversal difficult. It is worth buying because it delivers a coherent, decision-centered narrative that connects the personalities, institutions, and ideas behind escalation into a single cautionary framework readers can apply beyond Vietnam. If you would like to support Brian Vandermark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.